Have you ever been told to take time and stop and smell the roses? I know I have since I started grad school many, many times. But what if I told you that there is a disease out there that is threatening those roses that we all so greatly appreciate in times of stress or hard times? Rose rosette disease is caused by a virus called rose rosette virus. This virus produces very awful symptoms in the plant. It makes the plant have very abnormal red leaves. You have increased thorns, which are very unattractive. And it also produces these rosettes, which are many canes coming out of one growth point. Overall, the plant will eventually die in 2 to 3 years in places where it gets very cold at winter. But if you're in Texas, like I am, the plant can stay alive for up to 10 years. All that time, it's serving as a disease vector. This virus is moved by a very tiny microscopic mite. So my project has been to look for resistance to rose rosette disease. One of my favorite objectives for my project has been setting out these field trials across Texas, screening varieties, looking for resistance. We currently have no varieties that are resistant to rose rosette disease. However, over the last 3 years, I've screened approximately 200 varieties, both named and seedling, and we have found a few that are potential tolerance. There's also one variety that we are going to try to put out into other trials across the United States because we have not seen symptoms on it yet. My next objective was to look at primers, which are a small genomic sequence of the virus, to identify which is the best one for detection. What we have learned is that the virus, which has 8 parts, the third part of the virus is actually the best one to use for detection. Detection is important because if we know that these plants are positive for the virus, we know that they have to be removed. My third objective is to look at other potential sources of transmission. Like I said before, there is a mite that transmits this virus mostly. But we've also seen that it's potential that this virus is being transmitted through the roots. This is a big problem for rose production because they are planted on a 7-inch spacing. So if you have an infected rose, you see symptoms on it, it could be passing its virus infection to other plants that aren't showing symptoms, which means that you're leaving that infected plant in the field. So all of these objectives together are what I'm doing to try to contribute to making sure we have roses to smell in the future. Thank you.